Blog Talk Radio.
I would be a liar, I would be the poorest day. Clip like the eagles in the yacht of a gentleman. Clip like the eagles in the yacht of a gentleman.
Everybody,
that little break. We all got beers. Intermission is over, folks, and we are back.
Yeah, that's the first time we've ever taken a live break during the show.
We decided this time was appropriate.
We felt that today was so special that people deserved two shows.
Yeah, it was planned. It was a way of keeping you guys on your toes.
Make
so
sure
you had to click again into the show. Sorry, we're assholes.
So the chat room's open if you want to join us at Blog Talk Radio, 16-Bit Assassins. You can yell at me for being technologically challenged, apparently, this evening.
Okay.
So, yeah, before the show decided that we were only going to be able to talk for 15 minutes, we were talking about The Last Guardian and our expectations of E3. Dunny apparently has a lot of Batman hopes. He was commenting about those on the break.
You know, Batman's going to show up at E3.
Save the day, Batman. We should get DC to count the Batmans that are there.
Batman.
Find like Batman playing Batman Arkham Knight, like Batception.
This is disturbing. No.
The Bat Puns were the worst part about the old Batman.
Fantastic.
Batman.
Alright, so we're talking about E3 and potentially seeing what we want to see. And The Last Guardian came up, and I want to rant about how the previous games were
both good.
Definitely both good, but different. Because in Eco, it was much more of a puzzle platformer, and again, clear delineation of good and evil. Whereas Shadow of the Colossus was you killing a bunch of giant things that may or may not have been just nice dudes.
Gotta go.
They stood between you and your lady.
Things got to get done sometimes, man.
Sex does make the world go round, apparently. But yeah, I mean, what do you guys think? We've heard about Last Guardian for about 8 years now.
I
hope.
Is it just going to be, if it's like a 30-second cinematic, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't know, I mean, Sony hasn't really said much about what they're going to be showing at E3, you know, other than, like, God of War, I think, is the big thing that's come out. Maybe
yeah,
some
God
No Man's Sky.
Uncharted 4.
Oh, yeah, Uncharted. You know, so
they're definitely going to do the Morpheus.
True. Oh, I wonder. Last Guardian, virtual.
I don't know.
Last Guardian's just going to be like a poster that they have hanging up at their booth. Like, they won't show anything.
They're going to take a page out of Phil Spencer's book and come out wearing a Last Guardian t-shirt.
Yeah, there you go.
It's going to be like a pick-your-own-adventure game. You just choose a couple options and watch some cutscenes.
Isn't that every game that
Stop making fun of the Order 1886, Matt.
Sorry.
It's not nice.
Ready?
Congratulations on making my button-pushing prompts breathtaking.
Yeah, I mean, what would you like to see out of Last Guardian? Like, open-world exploration puzzle solver, or...
I've never played any of them, so I think Cuz would probably be the better answer on that.
I think it's going to be a mix between the two games that originally came out. Like, a big open world like Shadow of the Colossus, but a puzzle, like you're saying, with two... Like, the Beast and the Kid are going to interact somehow. Well, I hope they do, you know what I mean? They both can do their own things and unlocks the whole world, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what they'd fight, honestly, because there's not ever been super fighting in either of the games except for the Colossus, you know, battles. But that was the only thing, even in Shadow of the Colossus. There were only the Colossus. There was no other enemies, and you can explore the whole world. So you just found a Colossus and killed it. That was your job. So I don't know if they're going to do a lot of...
That was your job.
I mean, really, yeah, that was the only objective in the game.
Yeah,
okay,
so...
you killed this Colossus. Now go kill this Colossus.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're going to do a whole super combat system like they've always done, but probably more like, you know, Dunny said, friggin', it's probably going to be puzzle-based, a lot more like, hopefully, interactive like puzzles like that, almost like the maybe the Colossus concept, but just like he's saying, ICO just, you know, kind of having to know good and bad and knowing when you can use your characters or not.
You can call it ICO.
I know, I don't like to, though.
But ICO, CCO, I believe, actually. But, yeah, I think if they do a good hybrid of the two, it'll obviously be perfect. But I also wonder where they're going to place it in the timeline of the overall story. Because ICO and the Shadow of the Colossus were definitely set in the same universe, mm-hmm. but it wasn't clear exactly where it was,
yeah.
before or afterward. You know, there's always kind of that, like, white, shining girl.
Mm-hmm. That crazy, shiny white girl.
Some evil thing somewhere.
That's what the fairy from Legend of Zelda grew up to be.
Oh, wow. We're crossing the stream.
I can't do that, man.
It's possible.
I don't know.
No, it's not a Nintendo.
That's a creepy thought.
If it was Nintendo, that would be accurate. Because all of them apparently take place in the same world.
Well, I mean, some of the information pointing that to the fact that we're probably going to see Last Guardian is Mark Cerny said last year that his team was working on finishing the title. You know, there's been the rumors that Sony hasn't come out and denied. You know, they haven't acknowledged them either, but, you know, you never know. And then you've got, you know, just information that's publicly available. Stuart Gilray of... damn it, I need glasses.
You're all right, man. Don't worry about it. Just squint. Get really close to the monitor.
So Stuart Gilray...
of the PS Nation podcast, you know, had said that...
Hold on. I think if you hit like control.
Yeah,
like,
if I like,
plus,
I'm gonna, there we
like,
go. I can read now.
There you
That's
go.
Awesome.
He said he was working on the game and it's pretty.
I think as long as we get
the conclusion
gameplay.
that Gilray came to was just, you know, based on facts that are publicly available. Like, you know, Cerny's going to be working with Tokyo Studio and Tokyo Studio help with Knack. So there's all these things that, you know, you can just kind of put together and be like, oh, maybe.
That was worth the payoff. The journey there. Well done.
Is it at 125?
Yeah, so aside from Last Guardian, what else do you guys want to see?
Mass Effect 4, definitely. I mean, that's a no-brainer for me. And whatever Star Wars title Visceral's working on.
Well, and again, you'll see Battlefronts too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm stoked for that, but I mean, reading everything that DICE had to say leading up to them developing that game and while they were developing it, and I mean, I'm excited for it. I know it's going to be good. I'm going to buy it because I'm a big Star Wars fan, and it's really kind of hard to screw up Battlefront. Really. It's Star Wars War. There you go.
As long as it looks good, it goes choo!
Yeah, pew.
Yeah, do you really want to throw out? It's kind of hard to make it bad because people will find a way.
True. I should probably walk those comments back.
Yeah.
It's slightly more difficult to fuck that game up. Possible, but slightly more difficult.
Hey, they fucked up the Force Unleashed, too.
They didn't fuck it up. They just didn't make it long enough. I mean, yes, the whole you'd let you kill Han and Chewie thing was kind of messed up, but I don't know. I'm just a sucker for dual lightsabers. That's all. I can run around and slice the shit out of people with two lights. That's awesome. I'm in. I'm just a simple gamer, really.
So, Fallout 4. I mean, we saw the trailer finally this week.
Well, yeah, we'll see that probably. Hopefully. That'd be
well,
pretty
yeah,
epic.
Hopefully,
we
see more than just the trailer.
Yeah.
It's funny. I actually had a discussion with somebody today about it. They said, oh, it looks so good. I was the case.
How far away from the mic are you? Oh.
So yeah, I mean, what have you seen in the trailer? I thought the background was amazing. But the characters look like the other game.
What about you, Jen? What do you think?
Overall, I'm not trying to be excited about anything for E3. I'm just going to be led to disappointment. So I'm not going to expect anything. I'm going to watch all of the press conferences and then be pleasantly surprised at everything that shows up.
Like I said before, like I want to see Phil Spencer just come out and go Silent Hills, drop the microphone and walk off the stage. That's Microsoft's entire press conference right there. Just just like someone needs to pick up level 1313. And Dunny, you sound like you're really far away from your mic.
Yeah, you sound like you're like in another room.
We're gonna have another beer break in a moment, folks. No, Ken.
Like, this is something that should be handled in the chat so that it doesn't stop the actual broadcast.
Like good. We're good. Thanks, good.
Everybody's happy.
What were we talking about with Fallout 4 there, buddy? Before we couldn't hear you at all.
No, somebody really just go with it.
Go with what?
Fallout 4?
And really?
Overall E3 ideas, what you want to see, what you don't want to see, what you think you're going to see.
Batman?
Not Batman.
Oh, okay.
No Batman.
No Batman.
No,
Dark Souls 3 is supposedly going to be there.
Well, is it going to be there, or was that a leak?
Yeah.
Well, apparently the artwork that IGN leaked, or IGN received that was leaked, was meant for E3. Mm. And the people that do the know on YouTube seem to have some information regarding like additional armor, new weapons, like a boss morphing thing that happens that you can change the boss to something even worse to fuck around with. Which, like, I beat Bloodborne and I'm doing New Game Plus, but I'm taking it easy because I'm like, I'm just not that much of a glutton of punishment.
That's kind of quick a turnaround for a Dark Souls game.
Yeah.
It's very quick.
Well, they're saying the launch date is sometime in 2016.
Oh, but it's only like a year away, if you think about it like that. You know what I mean?
What? It's been 2 years since Dark Souls 2?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it did come out like right after the next-gen consoles release.
Sure.
Maybe 3 months after. I don't know. It felt like a longer time between. But maybe it was because that was kind of a cult game for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried to play Dark Souls in very small doses, like 10 minutes. And I like went back to it because I'm like, you know what? I fucking got through Bloodborne. I should be able to play Dark Souls. No.
Yeah, Bloodborne is definitely Dark Souls-like.
Fun as hell, though. I highly recommend it. If you haven't picked it up yet, get it.
I don't know about that. I think I'd have too much rage. As much as I want to play it,
Things get broken?
Yeah, definitely. Lots of broken. I can't afford to break things.
Yeah, that's why I don't play it.
That's no way to really plug in the PS4.
If you've ever listened to the podcast before, you know I fucking hate Dark Souls. I'm just not good enough.
Based
on my glaring inadequacies. But aside from that, what else are we going to see?
Well, Bethesda, of course, with Fallout 4, Doom.
Doom?
That'd be cool.
What is it? Battleborn? Is that their MOBA thing?
No, they have Battlecry. Battleborn is Gearbox.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they the same game, though, or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's the Blizzard game, Overwatch.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Both the games are the same game. I forgot. Remember that. Glad they're the same game.
So,
Battle Overborn.
Battle Overborn?
Toads.
Yes.
Oh, and Cry.
Battle Overborn Cry?
What?
Yeah.
Cry Havoc and Unleash the Dogs of War.
So, I don't remember what game we're talking about anymore.
We're talking about Bethesda and Battle Cry.
Which I confused with Gearbox's Battleborn. Which Matt then confused with Overwatch.
By Blizzard, yeah.
Which I believe was intentional.
Well,
and now we've come full circle.
Are all these games the same game? Or are you guys talking with
them? No, they're all the same game.
Okay.
All
right.
Well, not really.
They're all the same type.
Kind of, actually, now that I think about it. Yeah, it.
They're not really
super MMO team
kind 14. Of, sort of, maybe, might.
Yeah.
Possibly, Saracen Similarity.
this different cast for each game. Every IP is different character. And they all do the same goddamn thing.
And then with Bethesda, there's also the possibility of
Dishonored 2.
The sequel to that game.
Dishonored 2.
That one.
Ooh.
Yes. That game.
Yeah, I couldn't think of the name of it.
That one.
Did that deserve a 2?
It was fun. It was challenging. Because, I mean, especially when you're going to a loading screen, it's like, so the more people you kill leads to more rats, which leads to more of a plague infection, which leads to a shittier ending. So stop killing people. And then you're like, fuck. I can't. Shit.
The best looking thing I think I've seen is some of the footage from Until Dawn. But, again, I think that's going to be, like, a reimagining of what a Telltale game is, just with better graphics.
Movie-like quality?
Well, yeah, and I mean, it's supposedly like the horror scene where you're multiple characters in a situation, you gotta last until the morning, or get away from some killer who's gonna basically Texas Chainsaw Massacre your balls off or something.
Oh, yeah, that game. That's supposed to be actually pretty righteous from what I've been told.
Well, and it looks a lot like Heavy Rain, but, or yeah, Heavy Rain? Yeah.
Yeah, Heavy Rain.
Yeah.
Or, what's the other one with Ellen Page?
Oh, Beyond Two Souls?
Yeah, Beyond Two Souls.
Which, I wonder, like, that had really good graphics, but apparently didn't do great. I didn't play the story, though, honestly. I should have tried it, because I do usually like story-driven games. But I'm pretty excited about that, because it sounds pretty cool with the whole character interaction and how certain people can die off and not necessarily carry out throughout the rest of the game.
Like,
Stimulating discussion here, guys.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
I
cabin in the woods. Is it like that?
Yeah, basically the same idea, but serious.
Oh, cool.
That wasn't a game I was really ever really interested in.
I mean, just the idea that, again, there's multiple replay value because you might kill a character that could potentially play an important role. Like, I thought that was an interesting idea behind it.
The jock does get killed.
You kill off the guy with all the good ideas.
Well, and again, like, you see the Telltale games doing so well because, again, the stories are just worth it if they really produce a good story.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like, if you're immersed in that situation, if you feel that sense of fear, kind of like Toaster did with Alien Isolation.
Oh, dude, that game sucks so bad.
But, I mean, really, if they create that type of environment and use, like, the Telltale formula, I guess.
Especially in Alien Isolation, like when you go and you take care of the reactor thing and the camera pulls out and there's like 150 aliens just crawling all over the thing. You're just like, fuck.
But again, if it instills that sense of dismay, like, yeah, it'll be dope. I'll play that shit.
Telltale's supposed to have new information on more Walking Dead stuff, too.
Well, yeah, they should be gearing up for Season 3 because all the stuff they're dropping lately is pretty phenomenal, honestly. The Game of Thrones game is definitely heating up.
Tales from the Borderlands is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty much on fire right now, those guys. So.
Well, and also to throw a bone to another company that did it right, Squeenix, because Life is Strange is getting good, too.
Oh, yeah. Is that good?
Definitely. It's right. The Telltale style, but it's also got a time reversal mechanic, so you can kind of play out the scenario multiple ways.
That's cool.
I did not know that was Square Enix.
Yeah, and Ashley Burch's character took a big left turn last episode, so now I'm, like, hardcore waiting for the next episode, like, what the fuck's going to happen?
Cliffhangers.
So news today that I found exciting, or actually yesterday I think it was revealed, we're getting a Darksiders 2 remastered edition. It's going to be called the Death Innovative Edition. These play on words with titles are just so awesome, guys. So there's like, right now it's my only complaint. Like, seriously, the puns, we don't need that. But yeah, so it's going to be remastered, running at 1080p, will include all of the DLC, and that is definitely a game that I enjoyed playing on a 360. I'll probably be a sucker and get it when it's reissued, because the game's a lot of fun. During that reveal, Nordic Games said that they were working on a large Darksiders project. Now, They didn't say they're working on Darksiders 3. They just said a large project. So it'll be really interesting to see where that's going to be going. But right now, they really just are focusing on getting Darksiders 2 out to a bigger audience on the current generation consoles. And what's really cool is it's being done by a development studio called Gunfire Games, which apparently is staffed by almost everybody from Visual Games, who made Darksiders 2 in the first place. That might work out a little...
That's a plus.
Yeah, it might work out decently.
Maybe even better than expected.
Yeah. Dunny, did you play... I know, Matt, you played the Darksiders games, right?
I played the first one.
Okay.
Yeah, I played one, not two. And this would be the perfect opportunity.
Well, the one thing I can say about two is it was a hell of a lot quicker than one.
Well, yeah, that's what everybody says. More action.
Yeah, death is a little more agile. Or just kind of...
That's what every game
does. I'm gonna walk over there and punch you in the face. Just, I'll be there in a second. Just wait. No, I'm coming.
Wait, I get it.
What?
You need to redo Legacy of Kain. That's
I don't know if that was quite the delayed reaction or... Wow.
Oh, the vampire one? Legacy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a cool one. PlayStation.
So,
what do we?
What?
Darksiders 3 may come or not?
Well, right now they just said they're working on a large Darksiders project, according to Reinhard Polis. That's the guy's name, the business and product development director.
Yeah, that sounds Nordic to me.
So, yeah.
Hard in your name.
So, interestingly enough, Forbes has a gaming section.
You knew that already.
They have for a while.
I know. I don't know. And apparently they were talking about the possibility that not everybody was going to be getting Batman Arkham Knight review codes prior to launch. Initially, they received an email from a PR company stating that the codes were not going to come until launch day. But then information was revealed, like sites like IGN and Kotaku, which honestly, when it comes to trusting websites, I would trust Forbes' opinion more than I trust Kotaku's.
Definitely.
But, you know, that IGN and Kotaku were going to be able to get their reviews up the Friday before the game's release. Now, I'm not really too worried about Batman Arkham Knight. You know, even them saying, you know, the review codes aren't going to be available until launch. Like, I played your first two games. They were really good. This looks really cool. So, yeah, I think
I want to
know
why they keep it in under such tight wraps. Like, are the reviews less than stellar?
Well, nobody's played it yet, other than, you know, like at conventions or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, you can drive the Batmobile.
Yeah, but it's still worrisome if they're not going
to... Yeah,
do
but you
it.
Can...
I
you,
mean, it's one thing...
You can drive
to,
the Batmobile.
To, yeah, but it's one thing to make the embargo be...
Jen, I don't think you understand.
And people still have the
they
code.
Have spent millions of dollars on getting actors to tell us that you can drive the Batmobile.
So you can drive the Batmobile.
Which, again, is worrisome, because why are we focusing on that? You can drive the Batmobile. Why have we not heard about anything else?
I don't know. I've seen gameplay footage. I think it looks awesome.
Because they already showcase everything that you can do in Arkham City.
Batman.
You can drive the Batmobile.
I mean, no real complaints
the
from me.
The dad
about a
from
PS4 Fringe. It has Batman on it.
Can you call your Bat Mom on your Bat Phone? No, because she's dead.
Aww.
Batgrandma.
She kicked it.
Yeah? Right. Nana, Maybe Batgrandma's like over in Europe somewhere.
Trying to kill him?
Sure.
What?
I'm just saying, it's Batman. It's like, I never know. Don't know.
That's where he draws his power. Bat grandma. Like Samson's hair.
The grandma.
You ever cut off my grandma?
Oh my god.
I won't be Batman anymore.
He just goes over to her house, sits down, like has a cup of tea and a scone.
You think he knitted his outfit?
He's all recharged. I can't punch you right now.
That doesn't look like to be a knit here.
I think it is.
It's Bat Grandma. She can knit anything.
I'm pretty sure it was knitted back when Adam West was the Batman.
She crochets Kevlar. But yeah, so Arkham Knight, we'll find out.
I hope people are getting codes before Friday. I mean, if Kotaku's getting a code, then come on. Like, help Forbes out, really?
Again, trust Forbes.
Yeah.
Before we get into the ESO.
Now that I can actually sign in without a problem, I'm starting to enjoy it. It's kind of like Skyrim Light.
Is it better than the PC version?
Yes, but I'm partial to having a control in my hand when I play an Elder Scrolls game. The only thing I can't get used to is seeing the amount of people running around in my Skyrim or my Elder Scrolls world.
Are you Dovahkiin?
No, I am I'm a wood elf.
So you don't have any dragon balls?
No. You can be a dragon knight, or you can be a Templar, or you can be a Nightblade, or you can be a sorcerer right now. So yeah, I'm running around.
A wood elf?
Yeah, I made a wood elf.
A Nightblade?
A Nightblade wood elf.
I just heard all those characters, and you picked the wood elf.
Named How.
A ranger? Are you a ranger?
No, I will sort of.
Did you go on a, like, David the Gnome binge the week before?
Oh, God.
He's watching Little People show on TLC.
Did you want Swift to carry you away? To your little woodland hole?
You watched the Hobbit trilogy way too many times.
Do you have a Hobbit hole? For your wood elf family?
You guys are assholes.
You gonna make a farm? With the Hearthstone DLC? Or whatever it was called?
Hearthfire, I believe it was called. No, I did not download
that
one.
There was goddamn Farmville on Skyrim.
Oh, God.
Farm Rim.
That sounds like the dirtiest rim job ever. Farmers only.
Oh, no!
Whoa.
Oh, it's awful.
Initially it had some launch issues. The first day of launch, it was crashing with an internal server error. Unknown internal error. And then the server would time out. And then Wednesday, you just couldn't log in. I think I finally was able to get in at like 10:30. But yeah, now it's fun. I'm only level 7. I don't know.
Are you in a guild?
No, not in a guild. No.
Frolicking the meadow?
I'm not in a guild.
Hanging out with the hobbits.
Wood elves hanging out with hobbits, frolicking in the meadow.
Hobbit hole,
sicko.
Little gnome friend.
No, I'm just running around single playering it.
Walk up to other characters and give them an Eskimo kiss. Like a little nosy.
You fart out.
I don't I haven't actually interacted with anybody. The chat is open. Like anybody with a headset, it's coming across your TV or your headphones. So I turned that down real quick. I don't want to mess with you.
Just some kids going nonstop. Ding, brother, don't ding. Oh, God, that sounds brutal.
Wow, that is terrible.
Oh, my God, I got to play that game now. This thing, Bitches Ain't Shit by Ben Folds, nonstop on repeat.
It's so bad. But yeah, I mean, It's Elder Scrolls. I'll know more when I get a little bit further in the game and, you know, get some better gear and fight some harder bosses.
Once you hit level 11 and kill the main story.
I don't know.
That's what you could do in Skyrim. You beat the game at, like, level 11. Level 75 and couldn't beat the fucking thing because I couldn't kill the dragon.
Wow.
Never going back. Never going back to Tamriel. That place sucks. I didn't even get a fucking t-shirt.
I went to Tamriel and all I got was this rash.
But it's from a whore in River Run. Shitty wood elf gave me bad advice in a whorehouse.
Ah.
Seriously, out of how badass that game could have been, you pick the most adorable fucking character.
I know. Like Blade Knight. I heard that, and it's like, what else?
Nightblade.
Blade, whatever. Okay, I'm sorry.
His name's How. He plays the Piccolo for fun.
Took a hard class, too.
No, I just made my archer.
Archer specializes in square dancing.
All right, so what's going on with Game of Thrones and their wood elves?
They don't have wood elves.
Dragons.
I released from it. But yeah, so Game of Thrones was an amazing turn of events in the last couple episodes, I guess. It definitely started off slow, which most seasons do, and, you know, kind of laid the groundwork for a lot of the different side characters, which, again, there's so many characters anyway, but kind of the groundwork for it, like Arya learning to become a faceless man, and Sansa trying to play the political game and end up becoming a basically captive of craziest motherfucker in Westeros. But, like, it, you know, really built up, and then in, like, three episodes, zombie raid fight, which was by far the most exciting 15 minutes of Game of Thrones, period. And the whole Sansa rape situation was just emotional, so bad.
It was pointless.
It really was, but I think it was, like, almost, like, that moment made me think, like, that Reek or, Reek. Can't remember his name now because I hate
Theon.
Him so much. Theon, thank you. The Greyjoy bitch. In that moment, it made me realize, like, okay, he deserves to have no dick. Like, if you're going to let the girl that you grew up as a sister get raped in front of you by a horrible human being, you should have no dick from your body. And I can't wait to see what happened to Ramsay Snow or Ramsay Bolton, because...
Oh, if he doesn't die the most awesome death ever, like, he has so much coming to him. I don't even know. Even if he was burnt by dragons and then torn apart by all three of them, I don't think that would be enough.
I mean, he needs to be flayed alive by somebody, like, poetically, because that's what the Boltons do. But,
and
like,
then rolled in salt and lemon juice.
Seriously. And blame the most beloved character in it. So, yeah, Ramsay Bolton needs to die with his dick in his own mouth. Like, no, seriously, there's bad ways to go, but I'm pretty sure that's the worst I can do. No?
Well, that's a pretty bad way to go. I agree.
No, that's up there.
But, yeah, and another thing that kind of happened recently was the intro. I'm not sure which term I'm supposed to use now, because... George R.R. Martin's trying to lay some intrigue to the situation. But you saw the actual leader of the White Walkers, which was, I thought, a huge moment, because he hasn't even been introduced in the books yet. Jen, how do you feel about it?
That whole thing was just, wow. I was actually shocked that they showed him, because I follow everything by the books. So this season where stuff is differentiating from the books is completely thrown me for a loop.
Well, and I mean, obviously because they're not done yet, they've kind of caught up and are really going off the cuff. And they've already said that it's going to be kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure version of it. there'll be different, obviously, ways of going about the story that will eventually come to kind of the same or similar ending. But, like, the whole idea of them introducing all of those characters in the North and then literally, like, 5 minutes later taking them away and turning them into zombies. Yeah. It, like, the way it happened, it was like, okay, they're going to make it through this, and then all the more zombies.
Oh, yeah, you had to know, but you had to know they weren't going to make it through. Come on.
Well, and I mean, conveniently, story-wise, zombies who, again, can't really die. Don't know how to swim? Seriously?
Yeah, they can never swim. I don't know. Somewhere.
Come on. Come on.
Yeah, they were completely, oh, there's a little bit of wet water here. I'm going to stand here and shake my fist angrily at you as you get away.
If the zombies in a Brad Pitt movie can build a ladder out of themselves to get over walls, shenanigans. Shenanigans, I say. They had like 8,000 years to practice. They couldn't get better at swimming. The other aspect of injury, Game of Thrones story as of late, the Night King himself may or may not be a fucking stork.
Yeah.
Like in the books, old tales that were told to Bran, where, again, they alluded it might be these families of the North, but at one point, the maester or his, actually I think it was the maid, says that it was actually a Stark or Winterfell, and his name was Brandon. So, with Bran becoming the crazy maid next season, which hopefully we'll see, will be a good thing.
I really liked Bran. Whiny.
But again, he's like 8. What 8-year-old isn't a little bitch?
I wasn't.
I agree.
I think you were.
I wasn't.
I think we all were.
Yeah. I would not like any of us that age.
Yeah, no.
But either way, we need to move on to other things. And Matt and Toaster, you guys need to watch Game of Thrones because, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why you don't watch that. Seriously. It's a great show.
Microsoft has revealed a 1 TB Xbox One and a newly designed controller. It's going to be available on June 15th. Fuck you, Microsoft.
What? You don't like
let it be. Just let it be. Okay.
You should get, like, a game.
Don't buy things on day one!
Learn your lessons.
Yes, I did.
So YouTube's going to throw Cat into the streaming ring?
And Twitch responded in the best way possible. Welcome, player 2. Friend me on Google+.
I don't know, man. The streaming ring's getting bad. I was dicking around on PlayStation this week, and I came across a Witcher 3 plot stuff. Yes, literally that was the title. Geralt plot stuff. And it was Geralt in a ditch that he, like, glitched out on and just apparently put something on the circle button, so he kept jumping. And he was like, yo, he's twerking. He's just twerking. It was a 24-hour twerk-a-thon. Literally, he kept it going for 24 hours. The comments in the chat were absurd.
Like, oh, God. Why don't I find these ones? Damn it.
This is what happened. This is what your bandwidth gets wasted on. So I'm never going on Twitch again.
Because what? Because you can't top Geralt butt stuff?
Oh, I can.
Fabulous.
Once I get through my first playthrough, I'm going to do streaming, and I think I'm going to do, like, The Witcher 2 Hall & Oates. Something about the bleak nature of The Witcher
and Hall & Oates
and a man eater.
Oh, here she comes. Every time Yennefer walks in the room, that starts playing.
Oh, man. Going back to that, huh, boy?
You're a bitch, girl. And you're not even fun, but you know it don't matter anyway.
Oh,
you
man.
Can rely on your old wizard's money.
What was the other idea that you had today? Geralt on Geralt or something like that?
Geralt LeVert of Rivia.
Oh, God.
those of you who don't know, Gerald LaVert is a large black man who dresses well and sings like a modern day Luther Vandross. Now, really, like, what, maybe 90? Plus,
yeah.
Going on. A lot of making love situations. Ballad form. And I want to set Gerald LaVert smooth baby making music to the sex scene in The Witcher. See what happens. Maybe Gerald will get better at the nasty.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do with your vagina.
Should I just play it in the background? With the shit on the unicorn?
I'm very uncomfortable right now.
Alright, sorry.
you could have kept it going though, really. I was kind of enjoying it.
Oh, were you getting into the groove?
Yeah. No. But yeah, that game's so sexual. The other day, I walked past an NPC, and it asked me if I wanted to dip my dingle. That's
really?
Unnecessary. That's to the point. I mean, thanks for being so forward. I appreciate the compliment, but probably have crabs.
God knows what else.
Well, that's like
yeah, but it's okay crab. Because he can't
yeah,
catch like, anything.
That's true.
So it's fine.
Does
yeah.
he not have a dick?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Well,
he's got.
Well, also, he doesn't, technically, but... He's immune from diseases and illnesses and
yeah,
such.
But crabs isn't a disease. That's an
yeah.
infestation.
Yeah, but it's not going to do anything to him.
It's a crustacean. It's occasionally sold at a Red Lobster for
$12.99.
Oh. That's not the same kind of crabs?
No.
Unfortunately, no.
Good.
Oh.
But Jen, you had the Fabio... stream the other day of somebody running around as a shirtless Geralt.
Yes, that was fabulous. That was great. He just played. He was just his whole the whole time. He was just running around shirtless.
If Fabio lived through a Saw film.
True.
I love how smooth he is with the ladies too. Like his pillow talk is amazing.
That velvet is smooth, boy.
We need to hurry up.
Like Batman swallow a frog.
I know we're on your unicorn, but apparently go through puberty here.
Not allowed.
With a unicorn.
Apparently Yennefer.
She can transport it with a megascope. Which just creates portals.
You don't need to bring it around everywhere.
Apparently you do. On a sad note, Constantine's done.
Yeah. I'm pissed.
Yeah, the NBC show that had a 20-something one season, basically.
13 episodes.
Yeah, 13.
13, okay. Yeah.
13.
And it ended on the worst fucking cliffhanger.
Yeah, like, fuck you, NBC. Seriously. And, I mean, yeah, like, there was rumors that Sci-Fi was going to pick it up. The CW was rumored at one point with, you know, Steve Amell and... Grant Gustin and, you know, even William Shatner was like, I'll be on the fucking show. What kind of a world do we live in where Shatner saying he'll be on something can't save it?
It'll end up on Yahoo screen.
Well, the contracts are done. And, you know, they were tearing the set down. So the show is done. Matt Ryan took to Twitter along with Henry Pernow, who played Manny, who turns out to be the fucking bad guy at the end of everything. Took to Twitter thanking fans, and I mean, it sucks. You know, NBC didn't put any marketing behind this show. They put it in the worst possible fucking time slot. And, you know, granted, it had some hiccups in the beginning because NBC didn't really push it. But towards the end of the season, it got really good, and a second season probably would have been amazing. You know, so there's hope that we could maybe see Matt Ryan and you know, like an Arrow episode or something, but Constantine, unfortunately, is dead. Fuckers.
On to better news.
And, well, I mean, this is kind of, this is, like, to me, this is indicative of a larger problem. The people sitting at these boardroom tables at these fucking networks don't understand how comic book fans work and, like, what they're willing to, you know, like, The Flash and The Arrow both had their highest season ratings when they were on each other's shows. You know, and now you have CBS's Supergirl that's like, oh, there's not going to be a crossover with The Flash and Arrow. Why not? Do you know how much money's behind that? Do you know how many people tune in to CBS and be like, hey, CBS actually has a show? You know, and you've got, I think, what was it, TBS or TNT ending up with Teen Titans? You know, I don't know how all this is going to work.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
God.
So, but yeah. On the, like, as Dunny was going in, on the better news in the world of comic book small TV screen entertainment, Netflix's Daredevil has gotten its Punisher in season 2.
I think he's a good actor, but I also hate his fucking guts.
Supposed to.
Shane on The Walking Dead was the worst, most unbearable character in television history.
But was he like not a good actor, or is the character was horrible?
No, but I mean, that's what I mean. He's a good actor. Yeah, he made me fucking hate him. So I'm not going to like him as a Punisher at all. But he could be good.
I think a lot of people, too, were, like, spoiled by Thomas Jane and that Dirty Laundry thing.
Yeah. But, again, he's done some decent roles. I mean, he was in The Wolf of Wall Street.
He was in Fury.
Yeah, Fury. Thank
yeah,
you.
Was really good at that.
But, yeah, I wonder how big of a role he's going to play as the Punisher.
Well, I mean, there's an excellent story arc between the Daredevil and Punisher. You know, they're opposite ends of the same means, I guess. So it'll be interesting to see how they cross over and, like, how, you know, they clash. I really hope they fix his costume, Daredevil's, before in season 2. Like, it just looks weird.
I mean, the new costume that he got at the end looked closer.
Yeah, no, I liked the black costume. I thought that was awesome. I'm talking the red costume. It's a little too much. He's blind. I mean, how can he put all those buckles together?
He's not blind.
Dude, he's a superhero, for Christ's sake.
He sees the world on fire. So he bell buckles fire. That's bam.
Speaking of Banff, I watched Kingsman, The Secret Service the other day. That was fucking hilarious.
Nice.
And the best use of the song Freebird ever.
I don't trust Samuel L. Jackson movies anymore.
No, dude. Samuel L. Jackson has a lisp in this movie, and it's fucking hilarious. Is that guy dead?
Really sorry. Oh, fine.
Yeah, like, seriously, dude. And honestly, like I just said, the best use of the song Freebird ever.
There's no good use.
Oh, no, this is totally worth it.
Been overplayed.
No, totally worth it. Trust me. Jen?
A lighter involved at a concert.
No. Jen?
Okay.
You can back me up on this?
Mm-hmm.
Best use of the song Freebird ever.
It's definitely a movie you should see. I saw it in the theaters. It was great. And I rarely see anything in the theaters.
I was just going to say, I plan on it, but I refuse to pay for movies anymore, pretty much. Also, speaking of other badass things that I don't think we have in the notes, Justice League.
Oh, Gods and Monsters.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's intense.
Yeah. Batman the Vampire taking out Harley Quinn.
Yeah. It was, you know, it looked like a stereotypical Batman thing, and then it got real dark.
Real fast.
And then even darker.
Yep.
And then at the end, when you thought, oh, you're going to take me to jail, big Batman?
Nope. I'm going to eat you.
Now, what I wonder is, will he turn her and have his own, like, lackey vampire Harley Quinn? That could be fun.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Pretty cool. Superman's little 6-minute clip was kind of an emotional ugh.
Yeah, definitely. Well, and I wonder, like, they're obviously playing at the, you know, these superheroes are still kind of the same superhero level, but maybe a little bit more gray area in terms of good and evil.
Yeah, I mean, Superman is the son of General Zod instead of Jor-El.
Well, and again, they haven't really elaborated on that in the 6 minutes of the thing, so you don't know that other than reading information outside of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll expound upon it eventually, but you see, like, obviously Superman, but doesn't look anything like him. He's got a goatee and rocking, like, a leather jacket.
I did like the theatrics of him on the plane, right? Give me 5 minutes into the cockpit shield.
Yeah.
That was pretty
funny.
Well,
again, it makes you wonder, like, is he good? Is he bad? It seemed like he was on a rocky relationship with the government. So, and then in the Wonder Woman one, other than her being kind of a hoe bag and having a sword instead of a rope, it didn't really seem much different.
She has a sword, normally, too.
I know, but no rope, I should say.
Well, the difference is she's not from the Isle of Themyscira. She's from, like, the Isle of Ares, like...
And, yeah, the war.
Yeah. And she's very, she knows what she wants.
Apparently.
And at the end of the episode, she wants some Steve Trainor, apparently.
Well, and again, like, her being, you know, born of Ares as opposed to, what, Athena?
Yeah.
That's something you have to read elsewhere to find out.
Well, I mean, there was the whole thing, too, where, like, he was getting his ass kicked, and she's just standing there. He had actually, I need help.
Well, and again, she's a colder bitch version of Wonder Woman? Because I could get that at any bar right now.
Wonder Woman, though?
Bitch that thinks she's Wonder Woman.
Okay. All right. I agree.
So definitely, if you haven't checked out Gods and Monsters yet, check it out on Machinima. It's done by Bruce Timm. So anybody who's a fan of Superman the Animated Series, Batman the Animated Series, or Justice League cartoons, go check it out.
The animation's very similar.
Yes. Cleaner.
Definitely
cleaner, but
20 years later.
True. But yeah, definitely go, you know, check that out on Machinima. And news that DC Comics is fucking up, apparently they're putting ads on their story pages now. Like, not ad pages, but, like, in the middle of the story. This happened in an issue of Batman where there was a picture of Nick Lachey, I think, eating a Twix bar. It led to the Twitter handle or the Twitter movement Twixgate hashtag. But talking to Batman writer Scott Snyder and artist Greg Capullo, they pretty much said that this fucking sucks in every way that they possibly could without getting fired. Basically, Capullo said, you know, that Scott Snyder wrote in such a way that when you truncate the work and they assemble it, it looks off. And he was like, but I shouldn't really talk about this because, yeah, it's not something that's sitting very well with me. And the editor or the...
Do such a thing. Because of dipshits.
And the head is, he's saying that there's more coming, possibly in the digital comics now, too. Really shitty move, DC. Like, seriously.
So was it for left Twix or right Twix?
I don't know.
Fuck right Twix. Wrong. Dirty. They deserved it.
Did?
Naughtiest place. No, sorry.
Apparently, actually, Dunny, it was left Twix. As a real peanut butter and chocolate lover, there's only one peanut butter Twix for me. Peanut butter left Twix. That's what Nick Lachey said.
That lefty goodness.
Yeah, but isn't there, actually, I think there's one for each.
I'm of the...
There's more than one page! No!
Why don't they just make little... ads on the back, like you know how they usually do one page ads?
Like they're supposed to?
Yeah. Just make a whole millions of them, like a classified kind of section for everybody that wants to sponsor you. Like a newspaper article.
Does anybody really care about the Phantom Pain on this podcast?
It's going to have microtransactions, so no.
All right, moving on. Way to go, Konami.
It could be a pretty game, but again, it has microtransactions, so that. And we'll see that at E3. So maybe I'll care about it more afterwards.
Maybe. I want to talk about Koji Igarashi and Bloodstained Ritual of the Night. With 44 minutes left to go in the campaign, he has reached $5,442,991 of his $500,000 goal.
That's a metric buck ton of money.
Yeah, it's the most money a game has raised on Kickstarter ever. So whoever the company is that was like, yeah, we'll make your game, but you got to prove there's a demand for it, there's your fucking demand. All $5 million fucking dollars of it.
Yeah, that was a worthwhile Kickstarter.
Yeah. So some of the milestones that were hit, there's going to be a Wii U copy. Also coming to the Vita. DRM free PC option via goodoldgames.com. Thanks, CD Projekt Red. Classic mode, boss revenge mode. Oh, wait. Boss revenge mode hasn't been hit yet. It's got 42 minutes. He needs $550,000.
I mean, it looks like they're doing other consoles too, no?
Yeah, it's coming to the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, PC. So if you want to see boss revenge mode, go over to Kickstarter right now. You have 40 minutes to go to back the game. So yeah, go check that out. It's a spiritual successor to Symphony of the Night, which is like one of the best Castlevania games ever.
It is.
I don't know. I'm still a big fan of Simon's Quest.
I don't know. They need $4,000 roughly? Under $4,000. 42 minutes to go. It's climbing. Uh-oh.
It could happen.
Yeah, it's probably going to hit it.
No, it's got. They need $5.5 million.
It's gonna hit like its 30th stretch goal.
It's ridiculous.
Nope. They're gonna.
We gotta think of a ridiculous game.
Right.
And it can't be about Batman saving the day.
Oh no, Batman!
So you make the game about Batman's grandma.
There you go.
Oh my god!
You gotta go collect the Kevlar.
Great grandma Wayne.
Tales from the Borderlands episode 3 is going to be dropping on June 23rd. If you haven't picked that up, I suggest you go get it.
Those do not drop fast enough.
No, they don't.
The stuff they're working on.
It's true. Ron Perlman's shaking the social networks trying to get Hellboy 3.
Yeah, he's actually got Selma Blair and Doug Jones involved, too.
Must be a dick, but what the fuck else are they doing?
Yeah.
Right.
Guillermo del Toro will be uphill battle, but...
Well, he's available now, because he's not doing Silent Hills. Thanks, Konami.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe they'll bring him in, too? Silent Hill without him?
No.
But either way, we'll see. So if you catch that anywhere on the tweets, and you want to back it...
Yeah, definitely retweet it.
Or Kickstarter...
I don't think it's. I think he's just trying to generate, like, interest.
Buzz.
Yeah. So definitely retweet, do whatever.
In really fucking weird news, Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig are going to be in a Lifetime movie. A trailer was released this week. It was like 20 seconds of a car coming at Will Ferrell with him with a shit-eating look on his face, and that was it.
Really?
I don't know if I can take that seriously.
Well, it's listed as a comedy. Like
I wasn't aware that Lifetime did comedies. I thought it was always like
it's called A Deadly Adoption.
It's not always man-hating movies.
It's Lifetime. It is always okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes there's
Mila Jovovich phrase.
Yeah.
Did lesbians love them, Mila Jovovich? I do too.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, like I love Will Ferrell and Kristen Wiig. Granted, they've done some horrible things. Horrible things. Like I may never forgive Will Ferrell for that IFC thing he did.
He did an IFC thing?
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I can't remember the name of it right now.
Oh.
That and Casa de mi Padre.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah, I remember that. That was cut off.
Said I wasn't going to watch it. Somebody's like, oh, yeah, you surely should. And I was like, yeah, I watched it. Why'd you tell me to watch it? They're like, ha, you asshole.
Seriously?
Oh, Spoils of Babylon. That
what?
Was just oh, bags of fucking crazy. Bags of crazy. Although the slosh that he played in it was funny. Still.
Didn't somebody else give you some recently bad advice and you were like, just go away?
Oh, yeah. Nintendo goodness. So one of my buddies at work was like, hey, have you heard of Splatoon? You should check it out. And I'm like, not to be a dick, but you know I go to like PAX and stuff. So why would you say, have you heard of this game? Because, yes, I saw some Japanese man's reimagining of a Bukkake film appropriate for five-year-olds.
Oh,
and I think
man.
I ruined the game for him. I hope I did. Fuck that game. If you just want to paint the world with your own color, uncool, man. Uncool.
You should watch the Honest Trailers version of Splatoon, because it's quite funny. On YouTube, it's just really good.
Why do I get the feeling they reference the same thing?
Like, during the entire footage, is it just some guy, like, almost on the verge of coming and talking about it? Like, oh my god! Just a Vinegar Strokes channel.
Oh, man.
Oh my god, I'm gonna get him!
So awful.
But, you know, that moment when you can't go back. Just gotta finish the game, of course. Gotta win the round.
Gotta win the round, man.
So Chris Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth has been cast in Paul Feig's upcoming Ghostbusters reimagining as the secretary.
Wait.
Yeah, he's
the
secretary
with the glasses.
He's the new Annie Potts.
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
Ridiculous.
If he wears a fucking mini skirt, I'm out.
I'm not gonna wear glasses.
He's the new Rick Moranis.
I was just going to say, who's fucking Rick Moranis then?
Right?
Please bring him back and let them be in love.
Oh.
What's Rick Moranis doing? Seriously.
Doing Hollywood stuff.
Expected answer, but thanks. So there's a casting call out for The Flash?
Yeah, I'm a little worried about the first part of this. They're looking for like a Felicity Smoke type character from, you know, fans of The Arrow, the one that cries all the time. I mean, she is funny, but there's a lot of emotion there too. And I don't know if The Flash needs a Felicity Smoke type character.
I mean, technically it has it, as she's on it often.
True. I mean, I kind of like Iris. I think she's badass.
Yeah, I don't know why they're playing at a different love interest. Like,
because it's the CW, man.
Yeah, they have to keep the romantic thing
yeah,
going.
Yeah.
Attract the 14 to...
It's like anybody who, like, they're like, so what do you think of The Flash? Or should I... Like, yeah, but you have to kind of take it with a grain of salt. Well, what? There's the whole CW romance thing going on. Oh, okay. How do you deal with that? I usually play guitar at the post parts.
I don't even pay attention to it, honestly.
But interestingly,
you got to expect that in every superhero. There's some romance involved somehow.
Yeah, but sometimes it just kind of feels like they're overplaying it a little bit.
Because you don't know, will they? Won't they? Don't you want to know, Toaster?
No.
Batman.
Thanks, Matt.
They don't fuck Toaster. Around with Batman.
Toaster just wants the James Bond type.
Every time there's like they start to get into the romance trying Batman, cut it out.
Exactly.
Knock that shit off. So yeah, they're also looking for a square jawed hero in his 30s or 40s, a cynical man with an edge. which has many people thinking that this could be Jay Garrick, who was the Silver Age Flash, you know, during the World War II and stuff like that. But I don't know. Silver Age Flash is kind of a really nice guy. I can't see him being a cynical, edgy type person.
Again, they might do it different.
Or it could be the Green Lantern.
Darker version. The Green Lantern. It could be the Green Lantern.
It's true.
And hey, he doesn't work on the big screen. Let's put him on TV.
I'm kind of sad that they're still trying to put roles together. Like, I thought this was well put together at this point.
Well, I'm sure that they didn't really have the, you know, a set storyline for the second season until they found out that they did have, they got renewed.
Oh, come on. They knew they were going to have a second season.
Mm-hmm. We'll have to wait until fall sometime to find out. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. will be returning on September 29th. Random. I actually enjoyed it. It started to get kind of good. NBC.
I was just going to say, are we almost done?
Yeah, just this last little bit here. And
okay,
then,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Checking. I don't know when we started.
So.
Yeah, Heroes Reborn.
Yeah, man.
That's a thing.
Fucking cancel Constantine and bringing this shit back.
Not
really
angry and bitter at all.
Fucking kidding me. So anyway,
Heroes was awesome at first.
The first two seasons of Heroes were really good, and then they went fucking left. Like, where are you? What? Fuckers.
I think the fucked up thing about, like, superhero shows on television is no one can go full badass. Like, they won't allow you to go, like, full Superman level or power level over 9,000. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, like
once you get to that echelon, there's no, like, what else, what other story are we going to throw your way? Like,
yeah.
But Superman TV show, you can only do Smallville, still kind of
younger.
Getting acclimated to his power.
I think Heroes fucked up when they turned Siler into a good guy.
Yeah, and Peter into a pussy. That's really what happened.
Yeah, exactly what happened.
But apparently, Heroes Reborn, initially, when this was first reported several months ago, they said that it was going to be a complete reimagining. But reading the cast list, it doesn't really seem to be. Greg Grunberg is returning as Matt Parker, the telepathic cop. Noah Gray Cabri is returning as Micah, remember the little kid that could touch machines and make it spit out a shit ton of money?
Yeah.
He's coming back, although he's like 19 now.
Yeah, but again, all those guys, like, who gives a shit? The important people were Hero, who is also coming back.
Yeah.
And HRG.
Yeah, Jack Coleman, or Noah Bennett, rather. The Haitian's coming back, too, which I think is kind of cool. He was a pretty cool character. Also, Mahinder will be back. And Angela Petrelli, the iciest old lady. That is Batman's grandmother, right there. Angela Petrelli.
Yeah, she caught the little.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll see. Is this still like Tim Kring, the guy who did the original one, doing it?
I don't know. Jeff Loeb was involved with that too. Who I think is currently involved with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Well, the guy that originally wrote it did, like...
Oh, yeah, no, Tim Kring he's back.
No, he is? Huh? Okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll do a manage. Because apparently every show he's ever done, like, a couple of seasons were good, and then it went away.
Well, the other thing about the Heroes TV show is I think seasons 3 and 4 took place right at the writer's strike.
True.
Yeah, that did.
So... I mean, maybe we can see. Maybe it'll be good. But again, you fucking canceled Constantine.
But this is also the guy that gave you Crossing Jordan.
True.
I'm going to make an admission before we end the show. The only reason I'm going to go see Jurassic World is just to watch how Chris Pratt's character tames the Velociraptors. The only reason I want to see it.
I want to see those Velociraptors attack that goddamn... Dino.
Although a friend of mine put it this way, like, how can you not want to go see Star-Lord go beat up Godzilla with a bunch of Velociraptors? Fair point. Oh, but yeah, this has been episode 112. You guys, shout outs, anybody? Anyone want to say thanks?
I'll say thanks to the listeners for bearing with our ridiculous brand of shenanigans.
Yes, thank you.
True, true.
I'll do some serious research on how to become a knight.
I expect by next episode we'll be calling you Sir Dunny.
Yeah, full report, and hopefully I'll be knighted. I'm thinking sexual favors for the queen.
I can do that in a week.
I don't know.
I'm just thinking sexual favors for the queen.
And we just lost our English listeners.
I don't know.
Our British listeners, rather.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, really? There's not enough lube on Earth.
Oh, man.
What?
Ouch. Brutal.
Dryness is the enemy.
50-gallon tubs off Amazon.
Shout out to 50-gallon drums of KY jelly.
Yeah, that's pretty,
And, you know.
Shout out to everybody over at Ill Popcorn, too. I hear those guys are real badasses.
Yeah.
Except for their hosting service. Taking that sweet-ass time with things, but... me being angry and bitter.
So how about you guys?
Thanks, shout fans. Out. Shout out to the fans.
Cop out. That's the Brewmaster Mike and the Knights King. And you guys did right things. Well, Batman!
Shout out.
I'm just trying to find out how much a barrel of lube costs on
you're gonna
eBay.
Buy this?
No, I'm just curious. Like,
you're
what
curious.
Kind of?
You're curious because you need to buy it. That's
gonna show up at my house someday.
Passion natural water-based cool, lubricant, like 55 gallons, $1,176.01.
Why do you think we go?
Wait. They make something called a lube shooter.
What?
Yeah.
Isn't that what I have?
It looks like a turkey baster type thing.
What is the plan?
Yeah.
Oh. For 4 years, and I never.
Blue shooter blue. One plunger blue. Get it between the cheeks, not on the sheets.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Amazon, for 55-gallon tubs of lube and lube plunging applicators. I'm sorry.
not to be gross about it, but this really went down the poop chute. The episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.